COVID-19 is a real disease. Now, while COVID-19 may be a real disease, albeit not causing a pandemic, and we may study what that disease is, how it expresses itself, or how to treat and finally cure it, as is done with every disease, does not mean that it has to be elevated to a world threat, which, as we saw, it is not. It's a threat to those who have it, but is of much lower weight as a threat compared to the really deadly diseases such as stroke, heart failure, or cancer. In the case of COVID-19, it's not a matter of skepticism or some kind of rebellion on the part of whoever sees the incontrovertible evidence with his own eyes that the COVID-19 pandemic is non-existent. Nor is the discussed absolute fact a matter of emotion, that part of the world human biological entities are entirely spared from experiencing the reported massive deaths from with COVID-19. Which goes contrary to what a real pandemic does. It's a matter of honoring truth. Thus, it is also not about patriotism and individual rights. Truth is truth. It is devoid of any such determinants, garlands, or decorations. None of the propaganda advancing the idea that there is a COVID-19 pandemic in need of vaccines to fight it is rooted in science. Fighting an idea comprising the non-reality of COVID-19 pandemic is not rooted in science. Science proves the idea of COVID-19 pandemic false by putting forth the undeniable fact that visible groups of biological units are saved from its deadly scythe, and therefore it cannot be a pandemic. Denial of that fact is not rooted in science. Personal physicians cannot undo this absolute truth, which their curious patients have encountered herewith. Once it has been seen here, it cannot be unseen. It's also not true that those who see the truth are making decisions not only on their own behalf, but also on everyone else's behalf. This imparting of sense of guilt is another spiteful method used by the propaganda forces to suppress people. Aside from the fact that the vaccinated, so-called, are themselves dangerous for the unvaccinated, the very absence of a COVID-19 pandemic need not even force anyone to fake the insidious suggestion that denying vaccination against COVID-19 is deliberately harming others. In fact, as said, COVID-19, as part of the mix of the myriad of infectious diseases, is a legitimate object of study. However, COVID-19 is deceptively plucked out of the entire mix for the purpose of completely unrelated but sorely insidious political goals, and is promoted as the evil of the evil, while at the same time, the real evil, the really deadly diseases, are downgraded to items deserving less public attention. The Machiavellian political vultures do prey on people's fears, first by fraudulently presenting as science everything these vultures say, which is factually non-science, and curiously refer in a mirror-like fashion, as children do in kindergarten, to those critical of that fraud as falling for anti-science. As a matter of fact, there's nothing bad about investigating further when someone instills fear in you. On the contrary, listen to what I say is what the political vultures expect, chastising anyone who does not obey. They'd rather have people feel nervousness and uncertainty than those vultures honestly admitting their flaws. Even with their best intentions, the political vulture considers the societal interest before the interest of the individual. They can readily and cruelly sacrifice every individual, calling it collateral damage, in their strive to protect, quote-unquote, society. Within their usual self, however, the political vultures go much further. They have no mercy altogether, and even society means nothing to them, as long as they can achieve their goals, even despite the fact that they will have no one to govern when society is gone. On the other hand, it's true that many a thinker appointed by the elite has exercised on pronouncements that everything that such an appointed thinker does is aimed at making the life of the multitude better. Well, the elite knows better than you and I what is better for you and I, doesn't it? However, all this has ended in disaster. In another twist of deviousness, speculation with prevention measures against the disease, measures quite usual when genuine widespread infectious diseases are around, are interjected and intertwined into the discussion of the massive fraud known as the COVID-19 pandemic, and are used as a tool for convincing the naive. The availability of the absolute truth, put forth herewith, unrecognized so far, demonstrably exposing the impossible split in the overall humanity, provably delineating a group of humans untouched by death in the midst of a purportedly deadly COVID-19 pandemic, but which is in opposition to what is expected to happen during a real pandemic, brings to a halt any suggestion that the here expressed pandemic denial is due to conspiratorial thinking, fueled by the internet, as will also be discussed shortly in a dedicated section entitled "Who is the World Conspirologist?" Said absolute truth also invalidates the suggestion that big donors could be involved to make that anonymous versus non-anonymous death from with COVID-19 discrepancy seen. Unfortunately, there is no widespread social movement against the lie that there is a COVID-19 pandemic, but there should be one. A huge one at that. Not because those opposing that flawed idea are weary of science or despise science, but exactly the opposite, because of proactive honoring of the facts as well as science and its principles, recognizing science as the stalwart of truth. Disregard for the facts is to impose the lie that there is a COVID-19 pandemic. That is a disgrace. One may add here that Donald Trump did little to oppose the lie that there is a COVID-19 pandemic. He accepted it as real and began bickering with the opponents on issues they imposed on him as topics of discussion. In the end, this duplicitous policy of Trump backfired and led to his own demise. He doesn't seem to recognize that fact to this day.